Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Great form by you hitting play on this podcast. Now, check out Same Racer, the brand new racing app for same race multi-tips. Same Racer. Download from the App Store and Google Play. Powered by BlueBet.
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Welcome to Melbourne Storm Hour for another week. Shandor Earl and Cooper Johns are back. And the Storm are absolutely flying at the moment. Good evening, lads.
We're back, baby.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
Oh, God. Do you want to spark up just slightly?
What?
Just a bit. Just lift up the levels a bit.
Enthusiasm. Oh, sorry, mate. How are you, Sam?
There you go.
It's pretty hard to get up when I'm sitting across from you every day, mate.
That's just uncalled for. Me.
I was going to say he's heard that before, but...
No. People don't normally bully in this workplace until you two roll in.
Wow, mate. Bullying's a very strong word.
Hang on. Bullies every day, and we're only here once a week.
Banter amongst hosts and producer is more accurate, I would say.
All right, that might do us for tonight. It's another great episode.
Yeah, you can leave.
You'd go to water without me.
Oh, mate.
What if it was a bit of training? Tell us what to do.
What would you do if we weren't here? You couldn't just dribble for an hour. You couldn't.
Easily. It's impossible.
What would you talk about?
The Storm.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
current affairs. Which is what you two are here to do.
The Storm News Hour.
Yeah, wow.
Should we get into a bit of rugby league?
Let's do it.
All right, so Storm have slipped to their fourth loss.
Yeah, whoa, we're not fourth, mate.
The fourth loss?
You were going to say slipped to fourth.
I said they've slipped to their fourth loss of the season. 22-18 against Canberra. They're third on the ladder at the moment. It was a tight game.
It was. It's pretty unfortunate. I think everyone that watched it would think the same thing. It was a game of two halves, 18-0 up. A couple of things went our way, but we started fast. 8 from 8 sets completed. That's an ideal start, and then... I think as a collective, the group's sort of narrowed it down to the fact that we've come out in the second half and just the foot's been taken off the pedal actually from about the 30-minute mark. So very disappointing, but our losses, as you've mentioned, have only come to our top four teams.
So what's Bellyache put the loss down to? I mean, as you say, you got off to a great start. It absolutely dominated the first half, completed your sets, as Shandor said. What has Craig identified went wrong in the second half?
Well, he sort of just come out and sort of said, he's put it down to a bit of complacency, really. You go into, well, you look, Storm's never lost an 18-0 lead.
And
ever in the history of them being around. So everyone going in at 18-0, I think everyone sort of thought, well, we're not getting beat from here, and they go out there. And to the Raiders' credit, they did play outstanding in the second half. They took a lot of risks. They threw the footy around. Hodgson come out and kicked that 40-20 very early, which I thought changed the momentum of the game.
Yeah. They completely won the battle of not only field position, but possession as well, which if you don't have the ball, eventually all those little things that you're doing right are going to slowly start to die off with fatigue, and I think that's what happened. They strangled the boys out, but as Cooper mentioned, complacency was a word tossed around, and that complacency came off the back of an 18-0 start. Foot came off the pedal, and you can't do that against good sides. So hopefully it's just a reminder coming into the important time of the year.
Yeah. And Jared Croker was pretty big in that second half. A couple of tries, and he converted really well. I mean, he really stepped up his game.
He's been a good player for a long time. Yeah. I don't think he's ever... Like, his worst performance and his best performance are pretty close together. There's never been... Like, he's not... It's hard to chuck him in the mix of Origin and stuff because he's not that... You know, star quality about it. Like, he doesn't do all that a lot of flashy stuff, but he does perform very consistently for the Raiders and has for his whole career.
Yeah, it's a shame. Like, he's not known as an unbelievable athlete or anything like that, but an out and out footy player, kicks goals. I think at some point he probably should have gotten a rep jersey, even if it was a one off. But, mate, he's one of the best centres I've ever played with. Like, he's just a gun player, great clubman, and as I said, an amazing goal kicker. So he's going to be big for them, and you know, always is week in, week out. I hope they do well. Not better than the Storm, but you know, hope the Raiders go all right.
You got a soft spot for them, don't you?
Yeah, a little soft spot.
Well, of course you can have a soft spot for a side that you've played with before.
They're overdue. Like, there's a bit of a core group of players there, but then at the same time, there's a lot of new blood. But they've had a decent roster for a while now, and they're just due some sort of success.
Yeah. Well, they had a great. Was it 2 years ago or last year? They went very well.
2 years ago, they made the final against. They got beaten by the Storm, actually.
In prelim.
Yeah.
I love the Viking clap. I think they do game day really well. Yeah, they really set the scene.
Yeah.
I think that's a. I love when clubs sort of do that, anything that sort of makes the fans feel like they create the atmosphere, which fans so often do, but is there something specific that they do that gets, you know, everybody up and about and gets them involved? And I reckon the players would feed off that too.
Yeah, they're very passionate fans. And like you said, I think the more clubs can have their own unique little thing, like the Viking clap and everything they're doing now is really cool. You know, I'd even love to see, the Storm fans are amazing and we have an amazing following, but I'd love to see us create our own little unique thing. I don't know what. One thing that comes to mind is when we were doing the stuff around the 99-09 grand finals, the ACD song.
Yes.
ACDC,
Thunderstruck.
Yeah. It was like, and everyone knew that, like, it had a connection. It was really cool.
Yep.
I don't know. I think that could just be more of our theme and we just build around that because it's awesome.
We look at Manly. They've got, after the game, they'd sing that if they win, they'd have the Eagle Rock and then all the fans get on the field. And that was something. Growing up, every time I'd want to go to a Brookie game, because after you're going straight on the field where the people you idolise are just played, and they've got the Viking club at Raiders. We need our own little.
Look, we got giant Cam Smith heads on his 400th.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Get Thunderstruck back.
We take claim to that.
The whole crowd can do that. I mean, you can get everybody chanting Thunder and then doing the.
Some sort of clap.
And the clap.
The stomp.
The lights
start flashing, mate.
Yeah,
mate. That'd be sick.
And you're already starting to bristle up a bit.
25K at Amy. Let's go.
There you go. No. See, that's what it does. That's the effect it has on the players.
Then I'll just kick the window.
Yeah, because he wants to run out there.
Panthers had a decent one too. They used to have, Hell's Bells?
Though.
Yeah.
Hell's Bells.
And, mate, it was just like the perfect song and you'd come out, everyone would be going off. And Amy's one of those stadiums that are quite close. Like, you can, feel the energy with the fans. Anyway, we're going to make
it happen. There's definitely something in the lights.
Yeah, the lights. It's a whole show.
Absolutely. I mean, it's got to be sound, light. Engagement.
Yeah.
Involvement.
A couple of hot words there, Sam.
Yeah, well, buzzwords.
Yeah.
These are keys to success. Keys to success. Hey, before we get on to what's probably been the biggest story, we should actually just stop down for a sec and just send our thoughts and our hopes and best wishes to Matt Scott, who's one of the really good blokes of rugby league, also importantly, one of the very, very great players of his generation. Multiple Kangaroo representative, state of origin as well, premiership player with the Cowboys, who suffered a mild stroke on Sunday, has been recovering in hospital since. The prognosis, we think, is pretty good now, but we wish him and his family all the best, and we hope that he's recovering well and there'll be no long-term side effects of that. But that stuff sort of makes you stop and think and gives you pause for thought.
Yeah, it is scary. I think you need to take it into perspective and understand that this stuff's probably going on every day with your general population. But as an athlete, it is pretty it's pretty concerning. I've seen a tweet from the NRL physio today, and he's quite good at giving updates on injuries and things like that. And he did allude to the fact that it can be of such a huge range of things, from minor to serious, that can cause that. So although reported as a stroke, I'm hoping it's something that's not stemmed from something too serious, like an important heart problem or anything like that.
Can just be random?
Yeah, it can be from like blood vessels. It can be from the neck, a blockage. It can be all these different things that aren't like, oh, you've got cardiac issues, you know. So I'm hoping it's something like that that's caused it.
Yeah, from what we understand, he is recovering in hospital at the moment. So as you say, it does give you just a little bit of pause for thought and realise that what the important things are in life. So we hope that he's going okay. He had announced that this year would be his last, but I'm sure playing's the last thing on his mind at the moment. But
good on you, Matt. We know he listens to the show as well, so good on you,
Matty. Big fan of the show.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Hey, the Storm have been in the news all this week. It's been massive. We'll just spend just a couple of moments on this because the Sydney media are coming after the Storm hard, having a crack at you guys for wrestling, the chicken wings, wing nuts. Was Cam Smith just checking the ear health of a Raiders player on the weekend? I thought he just had his jumper. But people have been coming after Cam, and they've been coming after the Storm pretty hard from the Sydney media over the last week and sort of 9 to 10 days.
Mm. Yeah, and they do that. I mean, it comes with success. I've seen lots of reports from different people on both ends of the spectrum, and I think genuinely, it does come with success. People have said, you know, if we were running 12th or 10th, would people be talking about our tactics? Probably not. So we've been winning overall. This sort of publicity, it seems to come from Sydney every year around about the finals time, because it is a story that a lot of people can get behind because they're not Storm fans. You know, it's us against, 14 or 15 other teams. And at the end of the day, it seems like the club has dotted the I's, crossed the T's, and they've done everything they can to speak with the NRL and make sure they're within the guidelines. But again, at the end of the day, we set the benchmarks, and people ended up following, and that's been going on for a long time. From a player that's from another team, I've seen the tactics of the Storm. They're what everyone else is trying to do. They just do it a little bit better and a little bit more consistent. And you talk about Cam Smith's one with the ear. Yeah, he was on the ear a little bit. He probably had the jersey as well. But there's another very clear picture that Brent Reed posted on Twitter, and it's the it's a worse thing that's happening to Cam Smith's head by John Bateman?
Yeah.
Yeah, by Bateman, absolutely raking his head off. It's the same thing, but, you know, Cam Smith is the clickbait. So that's my opinion on it, and I don't really think it's too much to really worry about.
I don't know if you've seen Brett Finch on the Big League Wrap on the weekend.
Really good.
James Hooper, obviously he's a very opinionated journalist. He was sort of talking about it, and Finchie, who's been at multiple clubs, you know, probably too many clubs in the NRL, he sort of spoke about it, and he made a good point. Whoever generally, like Roosters won the comp last year, and they were one of the best wrestlers in the whole comp, but they weren't talked about these tactics as well. When everybody's got a certain wrestle tactic, and generally the ones that are there at the end of the year, they're all doing the exact same thing. It's just who's doing it for longer and more consistent in the game that wins the game. Like everybody's exactly doing it. It's wrestling's a part of the game now. We're not going to get it out. It's a part of the game. So generally, like, the top teams are doing it, so I don't think they just need to single out a Melbourne.
There's just a stigma attached with the Storm.
So I think the important thing that you mentioned there is the club has sought clarification from the league, from the referees, and they've been ticked off and they've been cleared. And if they were doing something wrong, the league would let them know about it very quickly. So this is all a real, pardon the pun, a storm in a teacup, because they're not doing anything that at this stage has been identified as being illegal by the competition. So we move on and we look forward to finals, and we look forward to this week. You've got the Titans at Amy Park, 2 p.m. game. It's the second last home game of the season. So maybe it's time to start thinking about getting Thunderstruck back. Brandon Smith back on the interchange after missing a couple of weeks due to an ankle injury. Tino returns to the Falcons this week. And Cooper, you returned from injury this week, which is very exciting.
Yeah, so have you got a little song over there, or like a little intro song for me?
Sure.
What do you cover of the Lewis Capaldi hit, someone you loved, Dale Finucane?
Here's Dale Finucane doing his stuff on your old man show.
Yeah, how good's that? What a little way intro. Yeah, mate, it was great. What a return it was.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We won, so it was great.
You played the full 80 minutes?
Yeah, played the full 80. Fitness was up to scratch, so it'll only build from here.
Try assists?
Set Shandor up with multiple.
Is that true, Shandor?
No, it
wasn't. Tries? Because we did have the caller last week who really gave
Can
you a hammering.
Can we get him back on?
He was wonderful, wasn't he? He was probably the caller of the year.
I reckon we get him on every week to give us an update on the Falcons game.
See how I play. Just to give me my own self-individual check.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the Titans game. And, of course, the Storm's still sitting 2 games clear on top of the ladder. So sitting very, very comfortably with a couple of rounds to go. It's looking very, very good for finals for the Storm and their position that they'll end up on the ladder, and just continuing this incredible run of success that this club's been accustomed to. It's not too late to join the Purple Army. You can get any 2 home games, a 2019 membership, a beanie, access to finals tickets for only $60. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Call 1300 786 767 or just go to membership.melbournestorm.com.au. Special guest on the show tonight is Albert Vette, who will join us in about 10 or so minutes' time. We'll have a chat to him about multicultural round and everything that's happening in and around that this weekend. Of course, T-Bone of the Week will be back as well. This is the Storm Hour on SEN. Let's let Dale Finucane to take us out.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour.
Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Welcome back to the Melbourne Storm Hour. Shandor Earl, Cooper Johns, Sam Hargraves with you. There's plenty going on around the Storm as they get ready to take on the Titans this Sunday at Amy Park, 2 p.m. We've got tickets to give away too, so your T-Bone of the Week nominations will be crucial for you to get your hands on them. So you just need to come up with an Idiot of the Week nomination from the Storm or Rugby League or just from sport in general. And then when we nominate our T-Bone of the Week, that's how you'll get your hands on those tickets. All thanks to the Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Boys, this is going to be a bit of fun. Captain's Run on Saturday before the Sunday game is going to be open to all fans as you get ready to take on the Titans. Now, this is a great little initiative from the club. Firstly, what is Captain's Run for those who aren't initiated?
So basically, Captain's Run is a generally goes for about 45 to 50 minutes, and it's basically a recap of the whole week and preparation that we've done before all into one session where you sort of go over attack and defence. Just recap the stuff that the team the next day are going to throw against you and the shapes that you generally want to throw at the team the next day.
Now, can you explain, just over the page, by the way, because you'll ask me where it's written, this if we win, you win promotion. So if the Storm win against the Titans, what happens for the Storm members?
If the Storm win against the Titans, our members and game ticket holders can enjoy a free short stack from Pancake Parlour.
Oh, yes, please.
Nicknamed after the great Sam Hargraves.
Short stack. That's very good.
I didn't know I had a menu item at Pancake Parlour, but that's achievement. I'll have to ring my parents and say I've finally made it. So how does this – so that's a dine-in thing. So
they've only been waiting 40 years.
So who's it valid – I'm 38, mate.
Yeah, there it is.
Who's valid who can get their hands on this incredible deal?
Yep, members and game ticket holders.
Yeah, anyone who has a ticket for the game and Storm members.
All right, so it's valid until the end of the game. If Melbourne Storm defeat Gold Coast Titans, it's valid until 11:59 p.m. Tuesday, August 27th. Not valid with any other offer or discount provided by the Pancake Parlour. It's valid at all 12 Melbourne Pancake Parlours, if you don't mind. Just head to melbournestorm.com.au to find out more details. The Titans this week... Sometimes every now and then in rugby league, especially, a team that's just cruising along very nicely heading into finals comes up against a team that's been a shambles and a rabble all year, and they somehow manage to pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Oh, hang on.
Titans. But these games can sometimes be dangerous, can't they? Yeah. Titans have had a shocking season. They got rid of their coach. They've got a new one coming next year. Mm. You guys are flying along nicely, a couple of games clear at the top of the ladder. These games can, if you don't get yourself up for them and take them seriously, they can sometimes bite you on the ass.
Yeah, I mean, look, the expectation is definitely weighing heavily on the Storm for this one. We're the better team, you know, on paper, and you look at the ladder, and I think it's our game to lose. So we need to go out there and not only take it seriously, but show respect to the opposition, the Titans. As you said, anyone on their day can come out and play well. But for us, something that was mentioned today, which is a pretty big thing for me, and I think a massive factor for all Storm fans, is the games we have lost this year at home. So I think it's time we start, you know, it's a great thing that we have a home stadium that means a lot and is usually a good luck charm, but I think we've maybe rested on that a little bit too much, and we need to come out and make sure that when people play us at Amy Park, that we back that up with a win. So I think that's a massive motivation for this week.
Yeah. So two teams at total opposite ends of the ladder, Storm at 17-4 and the Titans sitting 16th at 4-17. But as you say, you can't be prepared to take this one lightly. Now, Cooper, you'll be in action for the Sunny Coast Falcons this weekend. Who have you got?
We have the Burley Bears, which is the Gold Coast Titans feeder team.
It's a doubleheader Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you? anything else you want to add? That's it.
We've just secured the minor premiership this week. So
there we go. That's what I was hoping for. That's exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's good.
Only lost one game for the year.
Yeah, one game.
One game for the year. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's a good achievement.
Cooper was playing in that.
Okay, the game that you lost. So first against third, and then your other feeder side, East Tigers, they'll play Northern Pride in Cairns on Saturday night. How have East Tigers been going?
They have been struggling the last few weeks. I think they're sitting at about eighth at the moment. So, yeah, they've been riddled with a bit of injury and stuff. But, you know, they're never a side that we can underestimate. You know, if they make the eight, they'll be up for it. So, you know, good on you, East. We love you, mate.
Now, we caught up with the captain of the Sunny Coast Lightning the other week. This is the sister club for the Melbourne Storm in the Super Netball, and spoke about their game with the Vixens.
Yeah,
we were all across that.
And, remember what her name was?
And they actually had a massive win. So, and the captain obviously was captain of New Zealand's World Cup side, who went over and won the World Cup, beat a long
time. Do you remember what her name was?
Yes, I've just had a mental blank now. And you knew
don't get on the Google, mate. Don't get on the Google. Laura Langman, mate.
That is right. Yeah, wow. Sorry, Laura. Laws. I just had a mental blank. I crumbled under pressure. But they had a great win against the Vixens last week. They won by just a goal, which means that the Storm, the Falcons and the Lightning are all on top of their respective competitions.
Very cool.
That is very cool.
I'd like to know if that's first ever. Well, they've only been around. How long have the Lightning been
around? It's definitely a first ever.
Third year.
Like, the rugby league team netball connection, I don't think exists, so it's a first.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's their third season, Sunny Coast. They won the premiership in their first 2 years, which we spoke to Laura Langman about last week.
Can we get Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah, we'll get right onto that. Hey, Chandor, fueled by fire, just going from strength to strength, absolutely kicking goals.
Honestly, I mean, we've taken this radio station to new heights, and now we're taking over the podcast game. Not only is the Storm Hour, Sander Earl and Cooper Johns featuring Sam Hargraves, available on the podcast app, but so is Fueled by Fire. And as you said, going from strength to strength. This week on the show, following a great show last week with Justin Ollam, it's a must for any rugby league fan and, to be honest, any sport fan because it's such an amazing journey. But this week we're going with a Spark episode. So Spark episode 2 this week, and it's basically off the back of any experiences or things I've used to help me, whether it be in my own self-development or professionally with sport, things that I've experienced and things that I think would be a great takeaway for people. So they're a short episode, but some pretty cool stuff on there.
And did you get a good response from the first Spark episode? Did you get a few people getting in touch and saying, oh, I really appreciate this, or what kind of reaction did you get?
Yeah, I did. And the things that come out of it are obviously a lot of honesty and vulnerability on my part. So just being open, you know, quite open and detailing my own experiences, but they're heavily involve a lot of takeaways. So things people can use off the back of examples, and then they can utilize in their own life in whatever capacity. So found it to get quite a good response, actually.
Fueled by Fire is a podcast. Make sure you check that out as well. Boys, probably the other big story coming out of rugby league this week has been Nathan Brown saying that the Newcastle Knights coach, that he's going to step down at the end of the season. They got off to a cracking start this year, but just have fallen away probably since around the Origin period.
Yeah, I think that Origin period definitely took a toll on them. Their biggest name players, Pierce, Clemmer, Ponga, they all sort of come back and haven't been their best form as they came back from that, which put a lot of pressure on Nathan Brown. But I think he's sort of looks like they're just very reliant on those players at the moment, those individual players to sort of carry them through these periods.
And a bit of unrest, obviously, with what happened with Jesse Ramian and his exit from the club.
There's a lot going on
there. It's a fair bit going on, which is disappointing because you've got very strong family connections up there, Cooper Johns. And
soft spot for him.
A real soft spot. And you'd just love to see them be able to at least get back into finals. Because how much would it mean for the people around Newcastle if they were back in sort of a finals contention after a long run without being in finals footy?
Yeah, I think everything Newcastle up there is the Knights. Like, they've got the Jets up there, but everything is the Newcastle Knights. Everyone up there supports them. Everyone loves them. Whether they've, even the last 5 years when they've been going, haven't been going so good, the fans and everyone, membership has been outstanding up there. Everyone still gets on board. And it'd be awesome for the community if they just were able to get in the eight in the finals this year and do a good job in the competition because, you know, they deserve it.
They're only a game outside with three rounds to go. The latter at the moment before we get to the break, because we've got to get to our special guest this evening, which is Albert Vette. So on the other side of this, we'll speak to Albert, but the latter at the moment, Storm on top, two games clear of the Roosters in second, Raiders, Eagles, Rabbitohs, Eels, Broncos, Sharks round out the top eight. Broncos had an awful start to the season, have got themselves back into the eight for the time being. Do you guys see that as being the way that the eight will sort of pan out for the year, or do you think that there could be some big changes? Is that how you think that it'll finish the season?
I don't have a complete understanding of those teams' next three games, which would probably help, but I don't think it's definitely secured. There's no way, because those bottom eight teams, I think they're only 2 points ahead, so it's still open. But, yeah, if you're going to hit some form, now's the time. But, yeah, the Knights, the Knights should be there realistically. They had a horrible run, as Cooper said, off the back of Origin. But, yeah, for Nathan Brown, the Ramian thing, even Ponga to 5'8", like that little experiment didn't work, probably not necessary. You know, it just all adds up. It's a shame he had to go through a rebuild. But I think the next coach is probably going to get the benefits of that.
Yeah. And I think just quite, I just wanted to plug my own podcast as well, if that's right, Sammy.
Sure, I didn't know you had one, but...
Yeah, well, Shandor's obviously had Fueled by Fire. I just wanted to come out with mine, Fueled by Caviar. It's a new one that I've just started. So it's going to be really good.
Yeah, right.
What's it about?
I can't disclose that sort of information at the moment, but, you know, Fueled by Fire, obviously overcoming adversities, Fueled by Caviar, it's a lot more classier than Shandor's.
Yeah, so. You know what I take away from that? Fueled by Caviar, it seems like... basically someone the byproduct of someone who's come from a silver spoon.
Yeah, and, that's exactly right.
Fueled by Caviar, the caviar could also be a metaphor for the allowance that his dad gets him monthly.
Yeah, so. I think it's going to be a show about wanting for nothing and not having to overcome anything.
Yeah, not something I'll support.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I'll be listening. No.
Well, we've got some good first guest is Donald Trump.
Yeah, so. let's let's dump it.
First guest, Donald Trump. So
your first guest on your podcast is Donald Trump.
Yeah, just quickly before the break, if anyone doesn't follow Donald Trump on Twitter, you are mad. Today he posted a photo of Greenland and said, I promise I won't do this to you. And it was Greenland and then a Trump Tower right in the middle of it. He is off his head. That's the president of America. What a world we live in.
Yeah, make sure you catch up to Fueled by Caviar if you want to listen to more of that. So,
well, what a real insight it'll be. It'll inspire nobody and infuriate everybody.
That's the goal.
That's the tagline of Fueled by Caviar.
What song are we going out to now? Oh, I've got a can I do a request as well?
Sure. No, just in a minute, because I've just had a text from the Melbourne Storm media manager saying, Captain's Run is for members only, not all fans. So if you're a fan and you want to become a member so you can get to Captain's Run, sign up, melbournestorm.com.au.
If you've got a drone, you'll be able to fly it over Amy Park and watch if you're not a member.
If you've got a drone. So sign up to be a Melbourne Storm member. Why wouldn't you?
That wasn't on the run sheet, Munners.
Get any two home games, a 2019 membership, beanie, and access to all finals tickets. Only $60. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. melbournestorm.com.au. Albert Vede, our very special guest on the Storm Hour, is up next on SEN.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Shandor Earle and Cooper Johns are in the chairs again this evening for the Storm Hour. And one of the great things, boys, about the Melbourne Storm is they've been very proud of where they've been out of, you know, the heritage of all their players. They consider themselves a multicultural club. There's players from the indigenous countries. They've got Maori players, Tongan, Samoan, Papuan amongst them all. So the Storm takes a lot of pride.
What did you say then?
That's how you pronounce Māori, isn't it?
No, before that.
That was one thing I was going to
Did you hear
about.
What he said?
Yeah.
What? Papuan? Is that what you said?
Papuan.
Papuan. Yeah, that's Papua New Guinean.
Yeah.
Don't you just say, do you say Papua New Guinea or do you say Papuan?
That's obviously the short name for it.
Okay, continue, sorry.
You fool.
Yeah, thank you.
Continue.
We'll just continue as we were. This weekend is Multicultural Round, and one of your teammates, a very proud Tongan, has represented Tonga as well. Crossed to the Storm last year from the New Zealand Warriors, much loved around the Melbourne Storm Club. And to tell us everything that's going on for Multicultural Round, Albert Vete has been good enough to jump on with us. Hello, mate.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, boys.
Hey,
Albie.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, boys. Thanks
it's
for
the Melbourne
me.
Storm show.
Hey, mate.
Hey, Albert, just before we get into Multicultural Round, do you and do most of the boys at the Melbourne Storm feel a great sense of empathy towards me for having to put up with these two clowns for an hour every Tuesday night?
Yeah, I'm surprised it's still going, actually. You're all good, like, is
Thank
everything
you.
All right? Because... I'm surprised you've put up with them for that long.
It's been rough. It's been trying. It's been testing, to say the least. And I hear, Albert, that they're very, very happy with themselves around the club too, like telling everybody, oh, you don't have a radio show, what would you know? Is there a bit of head wobble going on around the club with these two?
Oh, I can confirm those rumours are definitely true about those two boys. Yeah, is this a radio show for the Storm Hour, or is this promoting F45?
Albie, we can dump you. We have the power to dump you.
They basically offered us a punching bag or a short, bald 40-year-old, so we chose Sam. Same thing, but, you know, it's just a little different.
I'm surprised you know what I look like, given you spend most of it looking at your own phone and of pictures of yourself in the mirror.
If you want to know what Sam looks like, check out my latest vlog, episode 2.
Oh, goodness. Albert, we've got you on to talk about multicultural, and as I said, the Storm are incredibly proud of the amount of players they have from a range of different cultures all around the world, mate. Tell us what's going to be happening for multicultural around this week.
So pretty exciting week for the boys this week, being able to represent their heritage, their culture, where they come from, and to be proud of it. And this Sunday, we've got a lot of things going on. Before the game and at halftime, we've got food stores of different cuisines from, around the Pacific. Also, Australian Indigenous food. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of activities for the kids. Today we were lucky enough to witness a performance by a Samoan culture group, which portrayed several different cultures. And it was exciting for the boys to see and get a taste about what else is going to be happening this weekend.
Albie, mate, it's been an unfortunate year for yourself. Obviously, I was lucky enough to play with you in a game this year against the Dragons. But I'm always interested to ask other players, and especially with multicultural round, we do it so well at the Storm. But can you just give us a little bit of insight, coming from another club, what your opinion is on the Storm culture, and in particular, you know, how we deal with the different cultures, from the different heritages?
It's been probably surprising for me. I didn't realise how much it was embraced here in Melbourne. Definitely, I know some of the players that I've played against from around the Pacific Islands have been from Melbourne. So once I got here, definitely an eye-opener for me, because all I knew was the New Zealand Warriors, and all I knew was, you know, the Māori culture. Obviously, the Pacific Island influence at the Warriors. But for me, getting an insight into the Indigenous side of things here in Australia has definitely been good for me to learn, good for me to, like, an eye-opener to, Foxy's been a massive part of that. And for me to, see that firsthand, how much the Indigenous culture means to him, has been... I've just been blown away by it.
Hey, Albie, I think back in 2017 in the... How are you, mate? Hey, 2017 in the World Cup, the scenes in New Zealand when New Zealand played Tonga, it was probably one of the greatest atmospheres I've ever seen on TV for a game. Just how much did that World Cup do for Tonga as a community?
Yeah, everyone speaks about the Rugby League World Cup in 2017, and I was very lucky enough to go down to Hamilton to witness that. And I don't think I've ever seen an event like it. It was from the start of the game, during the game, after the game. It just, like, you're in awe of what was happening. And for me, my family, we all went down, and I could see how much the game meant to my parents. You know, I was just watching them, and they were singing and celebrating, and I wasn't even playing, and they were still really, engaged with the Tongan team. And I could see definitely how much it meant to my parents, let alone the parents of the players, the parents of or the families of the players. And I don't think there'll be another game like that, where it's like just so much emotion. For them to come back after being down to beat New Zealand as well, I think that was just, they just sort of topped it off. And I think they made a statement, and now they've just got to keep, living those expectations that they're a tier one team now, Tonga, and they got to keep performing. And they're real underdogs that tournament, but I think it's probably fair to say that underdog title is taken away from them now.
Well, it's great for World Rugby League, Albert, and we appreciate and love the fact that you've been able to give us an insight into it. Mate, how are you, just before we let you go, how are you enjoying? You came over here last year in a sort of mid-year deal. How are you enjoying Melbourne life, mate?
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it. Melbourne's been very good to welcome me and my family with the whole transition and moving over. But, yeah, I'm definitely really enjoying Melbourne Storm as a club, as a family, and then obviously Melbourne City in itself. So, yeah, it's been really good, really enjoyable time so far, so hopefully you can keep it going.
Albert, we appreciate you coming on and telling us everything that's happening around the Storm for Multicultural Round, and we'll make sure that everybody gets to the website, melbournestorm.com.au, to find out a bit more. Enjoy this weekend, mate, and thanks for having a chat to myself and these two clowns on the Storm Hour.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Albert.
Thanks, boys. Awesome. Catch you later.
So make sure you do head to the Melbourne Storm website, the Storm's annual and much-anticipated multicultural festival. So it's going to be featuring a pre-game multicultural ceremony. It's ahead of kickoff for the Round 23 game this weekend against the Gold Coast Titans at Amy Park on Sunday. Food and drink vendors on site, a wide range of cuisines from across the world, and a heap of performances, stalls, rides, face painting for the kids. It's going to be a great way to get yourself into the mood for what should be a great game between the Titans and the Storm. Now, before we get to T-Bone of the Week on the other side of this...
I've got a challenge for you, actually, too, before we go.
Okay, well, I've been told I've got to play an out-of-break song.
We'll exit when I cue you.
oh, my God.
So, I just want to know, are you passionate about multiculturalism in this country? If that's a word.
What? Why are you asking me that?
No. It's not a dumb question. Just yes or no.
Of course I am.
Okay. Are you passionate about this weekend, Multicultural Round?
Well, I think it's a great idea.
I wouldn't say war cry, but scream that comes from the Samoan or Tongan culture?
Well, when I watch the Rugby League World Cup games and Tonga play Samoa...
You've heard a noise.
The Islander,
there's a noise they make.
Do you know the noise
particular.
They make? That's all we ask.
The Rock, mate. Have you seen the new Fast Furious movie?
No, I haven't.
He busted out. It sounds like...
Tissue.
Have you heard it before?
No, I haven't.
Can you give us a little demo?
Cheer-hoo.
Have you heard that before?
I haven't.
Oh, mate.
Well, can you do it? That's what we're trying to get.
Any respect for other cultures?
How am I getting this dumped on me? Of course I do.
Wow. Well, are you going to do it?
Yeah, give us one.
I think it would be disrespectful of me to do it.
It would be a sign of respect. We know that for a fact.
Give us a sign of respect. We learned this today. It's a sign of respect.
A big one.
I am not going to do that because I'm not convinced, and I'll do my own research and I'll...
Next week then.
I'd like to be invited by someone from that culture to do it so that I knew that I wasn't being offensive.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm from another culture.
I'm Italian.
You've got Hungarian and Kiwi in you.
Yep. So do it. Or the haka, right?
If I need a recipe for goulash, I'll come and speak to you.
No respect.
I feel I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
Sam, feel free to take us to a break with a song of my selection.
Here we go. Whatever this is, I'm not responsible for it. This is what Shandor wanted us to play to the break.
This is a dedication to you.
T-Bone of the Week is up next. 1-300-736-736. What is this?
Set it up. You can leave. This is what they play to you in the bedroom.
Who plays this to me? This has got... Well, I think this is actually officially out of control now, this show. If you've got a T-Bone of the Week nomination, 1-300-736-736, that's Shandor's very poor attempt at a ball joke. That might be a T-Bone of the Week nomination. You can get yours in next. We've got tickets to give away to the Storm's second last home game of the year against the Titans. It's this Sunday, 2 p.m. at Amy Park. So the best T-Bone of the Week nominations will get tickets to the Storm's home game this weekend. I'm going to go and give these two a clip around the ears. We'll come back and finish the show off after this on SEN.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
1-300-736-736. If you've got a nomination for T-Bone of the Week, this is an award or nominations we give out every single week on the Storm Hour. Shandor Earl, Cooper Johns. Shandor, why do we give out this award?
I was going to ask you.
Do you want to do it today, Sam?
Yeah, go on.
Not particularly.
Go on, mate. Give us a cheer.
I think we've heard enough. I think we've heard enough about me and from me. So, Shandor, please, why do we give away the T-bone of the week?
All right, roll the intro. The T-bone is a something that stemmed from our good friend Cameron Munster. He used to live with a couple of the boys in a house. They decided to nickname themselves the Porterhouse. They went and got a tattoo. Unfortunately, Cameron decided to get a T-bone steak. Therefore, he's an idiot. Therefore, this award is dedicated to the idiot of the week.
So have you got some nominations, lads? Who are you rolling with, please?
I'll kick us off. Thank you very much. Today it starts with our little friend, Brody Croft. So for those of you who are Storm members or have been on the Storm website lately.
Say hello to our little friend.
Yes, my little friend. My mini-me. there was a photo with the title Father's Day and an entitled Brody Croft photo on it. And it was a horrible photo. Maybe Shannon might be able to share it on Twitter.
As we go. Yeah, and I'll show Sam just so we can get an on-air reaction. Continue. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the photo, Sam.
Wow, what a head.
Yeah, it's horrendous. Anyway.
So clearly they haven't gone through. They probably didn't need to take some safeties on that one.
It's Sam-esque.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Real.
So I've gone up to the media staff today to have a little chat with them, as I do, because I'm a really nice bloke. And they've told me that Brody went up there quite angry today because of the photo that they selected and egged them never to put a photo like that up of him ever again.
Wow.
What's so bad about it? I mean, it's just the lighting's probably not great.
Well, for those of you that don't know, Sam is bald, so he probably doesn't understand what a bad photo is with hair.
Yeah, as a fellow five, you know, you and Brody Croft, I'm sure it doesn't send any alarm bells out.
I'm a six, mate. Clear six.
Hang on, are you giving yourself two bonus points because you work in radio?
No, I'm giving myself bonus points. One, I've got a nice smile. And
so what, you think because you're on the score now, you're now a six?
No, if anything, that probably drops me down a couple.
You don't have any physical bonus points. You're only getting bonus points from knowing us.
Why do you think there's something wrong with why do you think that I'd lose in the looks department because I'm bald?
What do you mean?
Exactly.
Have you never seen
a good-looking bald man?
A bald man.
Name one apart from Bruce Willis.
Jason Statham.
That was what I was going to say.
The Rock. Okay.
Well, yeah, but he's bald. Different because he's like big.
I'm looking forward to going down the Jason Statham route. Tatted, bit of a bad boy, bald.
Oh,
you're a good boy,
mate.
The tats are just.
You're not a bad boy. You've got a top knot. So there's another word for you.
It's called a man bun.
Douche.
Yeah. Douche.
Hey, at least I've got options.
Yeah, and you chose that. So clearly,
One of many.
You're a poor decision.
What are you laughing at, flathead?
Now it's just got personal.
Hang on.
Have we got any other T-bone of the week nominations, please?
Cooper?
Hang on, I just went. It's your turn.
No, I do have one. It's your turn. U-turn back to me. So my T-bone actually relates to something last week. The sausage-fingered sausage himself, Sam Hargraves, decided he would cook up a couple of sausages on the sandwich press after hours at the SEN radio office. If it's not bad enough that you've taken one of the exec's desks and claimed it as your own,
you've decided to
cook sausages on the sandwich press, it's a disgrace. If you'd like to see the footage, please head to Shandor Earl Vlog Episode 2 on YouTube.
You've only done that T-bone to plug your own vlog.
Yeah, so.
You're a T-bone, mate. You should chuck a T-bone on there.
What kind of decent bloke has a vlog?
There's plenty of good vloggers out there.
Sam going in another niche.
Shout out to all my friends in California or the vloggers.
Can I just explain that there's not a stove, we don't have a stove in the kitchen here, but we do have a couple of sandwich presses, and I did have a couple of beautiful pork sausages.
Do you have a microwave?
You don't put snags in the microwave. You can cook a snag on a sandwich press. I can cook an omelette on a. I will cook an omelette on a sandwich press. You just put the onion down, a little bit of chorizo or bacon and capsicum.
All right, Gordon Ramsay. You told me you were going to cook a stir fry.
Well, yeah, but I didn't bring all the stuff. I just brought the sausages because I was in a bit of a rush. So hang on.
He also does heat up last night's Big Macs from McDonald's on the sandwich maker.
That's
as well.
I've never done that.
Yes, you have.
They're in microwave.
It'll be on vlog episode 3. So you were going to cook a stir fry on the sandwich press, you reckon?
Yeah, I can easily do that.
Oh,
yeah. I can cook a three-course meal on a sandwich press.
Some sort of wizard on the sandwich press.
It's easy to do.
Wow.
The temperature is just right.
You're in the wrong industry, brother.
You could start a cooking vlog.
Like a little George Foreman grill. A little Sam Hargraves. Sam Hargraves grill.
Should we get to some callers who have got T-Bone of the Week
nominations?
Let's
do it.
Sure.
Unless you've got one.
Simon's in. Well, you, well I'm, just I just give mine to you every week.
Throw to Simon.
Let's throw to
you
Simon.
Doing a whole T-bone just to promote your just own vlog.
Throw to Simon.
You're a T-bone.
Let's go to Simon.
Simon, your T-bone of the week nomination, please.
First things first, Sammy, did the fire alarms go off?
No, they didn't. And that's part of the joy of this and the real clever aspect of it, that it won't set off the fire alarms.
You seem to be some sort of expert.
Okay. very good. Listen, boys, my T-boner of the week are those absolute Muppets in the Sydney media.
I agree.
Boys, if you need something to write about the guy that's played 400 games, the guy that the club that's two games clear on top of the ladder, and the club with the best supporter base. End of story.
Couldn't agree more. Mate, are you headed to the game?
Oh, I would love to, boys.
You got the double pass.
Do we have any
mate.
Tickets?
Consider it done. Do you know what, Simon? Because you seem like such a good bloke, I'm going to give you two double passes.
Yes.
You and three mates heading along to see the Storm take on the Titans at Amy Park this Sunday, the 25th. All thanks to Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Mate, stay on the line. Aaron will get your details
Legends.
And tell you how
good
you get
you,
those
Simo.
Tickets.
See you there, Simon.
Hopefully we can get the win and get the boys a couple of pancake stacks as well.
Absolutely. Melbournestorm.com.au to find out how you can get yourself a pancake parlour short stack. Just a couple of SMSs too, boys. T-bone of the week. Love him as a player, but this person here is having a crack at Jerome Hughes for kicking a 40-20 instead of stopping it. Doesn't reckon it was his finest moment. Is he being a bit too harsh?
What was his name?
That's from Mike. Is Mike being a bit harsh on
Mike.
Jerome there?
Come on, Mike. Give him
a little bit
go.
Harsh.
Hey, give him a go. Come on, Mikey. Give. He's just a kid. He's just a kid. Just give him a go.
How old's he?
He's just a kid.
How old is Jerome Hughes?
I don't know. 24?
He's half your age.
Yeah, so but he's 4-5 years older than Cooper.
Yeah. Rain it in, Coops.
Sorry, boys. Anyway, that leads me into my... I got a T-bone. Is there another one?
Another
Sam's
one.
Sam's
actually got
yeah.
one, so...
Oh, just Sam already
no,
gave...
It's you.
For what?
For...
Just everything.
For doing a T-bone.
For a vlog segue, is that it?
Just
wow.
For giving... To give your own
Stick to
vlog.
Sausages, mate. You've got no place cooking steaks on the sandwich press.
I
do a steak on the sandwich press. Anyway, I'll just lead straight into mine. Thanks, Sammy. I was prank calling on the weekend. On the Saturday, I was doing some prank calls out to my little friends. I got some of the store. I got Shandor, I got Maxi King, and I got Darren Shonick with some great ones. But I want to talk about Shandor's.
Shonick.
So I pretended to be the head of Body Corp, which is the thing that it runs your building. Is that right? The cleaners at your building?
It's your story.
Yeah, so I've run that.
Cleaners,
and
wow.
I don't know. That's what you were saying. So I've rang him up like that, and I said, hey, mate, this is... I actually put a girl's voice on. I said, it's Rachel from Body Corp.
Do the voice.
Hey, Shandor, it's Rachel from Body Corp here. And he went, oh, hey, good. Rachel, how are you? And I said, yeah, so I've actually just gone past your F45 on Little Collins Street, and it's actually flooding at the moment. Shandor proceeded, oh, no, that can't be happening. No, I've put so much time and effort into my F45 and my body and my tattoos.
And my top knot.
Yeah, and my top knot and my weird, like, you know, everything about me and my podcast. And then, you know, this went on tit for tat for a couple of minutes until I finally let him off the hook and I said, hey, Cobber,
that's not
it's
that.
Cooper.
There's so much GST on that. And I noticed as you were going through different things like your body, your tattoos, you also looked at my beard, which is, you know, a bit wizard-esque, but you were going to have a shot at it, but then you remembered you've got a patchy neck beard and puberty's, you know, just around the corner for
yeah.
you. I realised that. There was hesitation there. Sam, you felt
Be
it.
Be quiet, Sam.
No, well, it's if you can't actually physically grow the beard, then you can't
at
be,
20. Is that concerning? Yeah. Are you concerned?
No, he'll get. Some people just bloom later than others. Shandor, don't pick on him because he hasn't gone through those stages yet.
Mm, it's true. Yeah,
he'll get there.
Look, Sam's 40 and he's still got the head of a baby, like a head. He's still got baby hair.
It's like an upside down head. Someone sent me a meme of a baby with a beard the other day. It looked exactly like me. It was really good. Hey, boys, just a couple of SMSs here. Because we were speaking earlier about wanting to bring the AC/DC Thunderstruck entry back to...
Surely some support.
Oh, heaps of support. Stormman used to have a lightning bolt that shot fireworks out from his arm before kickoff.
That's cool.
On a quad bike. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Yeah. Bring back the show.
Andrew saying, so you're saying that cowbell is not the answer? Nicely done from you, Andrew. Boys, I'm a rusted on AFL supporter, born and bred in Victoria. I absolutely love the Melbourne Storm and what you blokes have brought to our state. Victoria is right behind you. Go Storm. And this next SMS, I just worked 12 hours, no break, and you guys kept a smile on my face during my one-hour-long drive home. Thank you. So that's some love for the Storm Hour
no
boys. And we thought we would go out because we want in because we're very impressed with how the Raiders do the Viking clap at the start of every home game. So we want to bring this back to the Melbourne Storm before every game.
Oh,
this is
it.
What you want to be walking
lights
out to.
Lights are flashing, fireworks going off, Stormman's having an absolute party.
The whole crowd's thunder.
Yeah, and a clap.
The whole crowd doing that.
Oh, this is going to go off.
Yeah. That's what we want.
Come on, sing it, Sammy. Sing us out. Come
so
on.
So, boys, we've got to pull the strings and get to the head honchos at the Storm.
Don't
David
say
Donaghy.
We. Don't say we, Sam.
If you've got social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, start tweeting at Storm. Yeah. Bring back Thunder.
What's the hashtag? Bring back Thunder?
Bring back Thunder.
Bring back Thunderstruck.
Bring back Thunderstruck. And also put in there about your different requests. We want light shows. We want Storm Man going off his head on the sideline. We want everything.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've got to get out of here. Boys, another
Should have kept it playing.
Well, okay, we will. We'll head out with Thunderstruck. Bring it back. Finals just around the corner. Make sure you get and see the Storm, their home game against the Titans this Sunday, 2 p.m. at Amy Park. And get there early to Gosh's Paddock and get involved in the multicultural festival that's going on before that for the Melbourne Storm. All the details are on their website, melbournestorm.com.au. Shandor, Cooper, I'd love to say it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you on, mate.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show, Sam.
See you next week. Sporting Capital up next on SEN.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.